last 5 minutes of history, you've got me, Greg. And this week, I'm going to ask you a question that I heard on the radio the other day. I was actually listening to James O'Brien's Mystery Hour. If you haven't heard it before, I really do recommend checking it out. It's a free podcast, so you can listen to it on the radio. And it's a wonderful thing where people phone up and they ask questions, and then other people phone up and they try and answer the question. And some of the questions are really, really complex. Some are really simple. And sometimes you get a really, really simple question crop up on there. And you suddenly realise that the answer isn't as simple as you might think. And so the question that I'm going to ask you today is one that came up on here and really got me thinking. And that is the question, it was a question about what is the capital of Britain? What is the capital of England? And of course the answer is London. And this seems so ridiculously simple. It seemed like someone had phoned up just to waste the time on the radio show, just to get to hear their voice on the radio show. And then the person who asked the question kind of made it a bit more complicated by saying, well, where is London? And okay, I'll show you a map of England. Chances are you can probably point roughly to the area where London is to be found. But then we get really, really complicated, because London started off, we've got the City of London. Now, the City of London is only actually a square mile wide, and it doesn't include anywhere like Westminster, where we have the Houses of Parliament. It doesn't include Whitechapel, for example. It doesn't include huge pieces of what we think of as London. Well, okay, so is it a City of London, or what is this larger area? There's Greater London, of course. Greater London expands right out. But when we start talking about Greater London, we're including bits of Hertfordshire, bits of Surrey even. And then you get people who live in what is quite definitely Essex, who refer to themselves as living in London. And where is this place that is London? Where does it actually exist? And it's one of these, since then, I've started asking people the question, and the more people that give me an answer, the more confusing it gets, because everyone's idea of what London is seems to disagree. And yes, there is quite a clear City of London, but that doesn't seem to be what London means these days. And part of the problem, of course, is that all the different areas of what we think of as London are still linked. I mean, you could say the City of London is only that square mile, but of course we have the London Underground. Well, the London Underground doesn't just stick within that one square mile of the City of London. It goes right across what we think of as London. And this gets to the basic crux of the question that has been going round and round in my mind. How many things do I think I know that with a little bit of closer examination, I actually don't? And we're all guilty of this. We're all guilty of having a little bit of information, taking an answer at face value and saying, aha, that's fine, I know this. I'm perfectly happy to say, right, okay, I know London's the capital of England, capital of Britain, I will leave that there. And then somebody asks a question and actually tries to pin down what London is, and it's quite possible the same thing is true of different countries around the world. When you start to actually try and pin down some of these answers to the specific, it gets really confusing. In exactly the same way, for example, I once had somebody ask me a question about the Big Bang. They were a religious person, and they said to me, well, you know, if you don't believe in God and God creating the universe, do you believe in the Big Bang? And I had to say to them, well, no, I don't believe in the Big Bang, because I'll be completely honest, I don't really know what the Big Bang is. Yes, theoretically, scientifically, I know science says the Big Bang and it starts the universe, but for me to actually say that I believe that's how the universe began, now, my personal opinion is that it's probably the theory that has the strongest scientific backing at the moment, strongest weight of evidence. But because I don't have the faintest idea, I can't even begin to understand how we get this Big Bang occurring that starts off an entire universe, I can never say I believe it. And I think when we look at history, and for me a lot of different bits of history, I will tell you that I know about little bits of history. But very often you only have to scratch the surface to find out that the facts that you think you know are actually not quite as simple as you may think. That's all from me this week. We'll be back on Tuesday with a full episode. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, and take care.